I think this report is an absolute disgrace, and I'm going to be writing to the UN Secretary-General today to ask a series of questions, including how this came about, how it is that a woman from Brazil has come over, a country that has 50 million people in inadequate housing, has come over, has failed to meet with any government ministers, with any officials from Department of Work and Pensions, or even to refer to the policy by its accurate name anywhere in the report at all, to issue a press release this morning, 2 weeks after coming over, for a report that she's not delivering until the spring of next year. She's clearly come over with an agenda, and in fact biased her own position by, for example, going to meet up with the Daily Record, a newspaper in Scotland that's campaigned consistently against this policy. It's up to them, but to be photographed in press releases with them,
she's clearly got an axe to grind. But the way this thing worked, she was invited by the government, wasn't she?
No, she absolutely wasn't invited by the government, and that's why I'm writing to the UN Secretary General. Look, the British courts.
Hold on a second. As we understand it, she asks the government to, and she might put the request in, but then the government or somebody on the government's behalf, now this may be within the United Nations, has to say yes in order for her to come and make the visit here.
No, I can confirm this was not something that was confirmed by the government, by a minister. What does happen is that when somebody comes over on official business, they have to have a visa signed off for that official business, but that's quite different from the British government saying, yes, we'd like to have the UN come.
And she hasn't met any government officials got any information from the government?
There has been one single meeting, which did not take place at the Department for Work and Pensions, the department responsible for this. It took place at Department for Communities and Local Government. It wasn't a meeting called by her for this purpose. It was to discuss general housing policy.
It remains the case that you have a UN representative saying that she has heard hundreds of testimonies that leads her to conclude that there is a very big concern that means you should suspend the policy. Now, you have to take that seriously.
Well, why has she not made any reference at all to the 2 million people, 2 million families, 5 million people in this country who languish on the waiting lists that doubled whilst the UN said nothing about it at all, to the 250,000 people who live in overcrowded accommodation, for whom some of those spare rooms could be providing accommodation.
Yes, but the argument is that those who do have spare rooms, there aren't enough single room properties for them to move to.
Well, indeed. I mean, the important thing is to build more homes, which is why we've got a massive house building programme, which is going to deliver, for example, 170,000 more affordable homes during this parliament. And we've got a big discretionary fund, £190 million, to help families who do find that they may need to move or indeed stay in the same place despite the fact that the government, the taxpayer, is no longer going to pay for empty rooms, instead is going to use the money to pay for people to live in homes. But so, as I say, coming back to the main point of this interview, it's completely wrong and abuse of the process for somebody from the UN to come over, to fail to meet with government ministers, to fail to even meet with the department responsible, to produce a press release 2 weeks after coming, even though the report's not due till spring next year, and to apparently already have all of these views and even fail to refer to the policy correctly throughout the report. It's completely wrong, and that's why I'm writing to the Secretary General today to ask for an apology and an investigation as to how this came about.
Grant Shapps, thanks very much.